BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, Greg is on Real or No Real, a man who is far too concerned about the lyrics of one of Rihanna's songs. Do you only ever call someone mate when you absolutely don't fancy them? And we're checking out Famous's mums on Instagram for Mother's Day.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Christopher.
Hello.
Friday then. Talk to me.
Oh, I had a mare. So basically, I was in a situation. I don't want to go into too much detail. It's lunchtime. But I was in a situation where I ran out of toilet paper.
At home?
At home, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Because okay, a lot of people, the last thing you tweeted was, I'm stuck in the toilet, there's no loo roll. And then all the listeners were like, well, what's happened?
Oh,
and there was
no
update.
No. The two weren't connected. I was filming, you know, Virtually Famous, the show that I do on E4.
Yes.
We were filming one of those. So it was a planned day off. Did I not tell you?
I can't remember.
So yeah, that tweet must have been misleading because it must have looked like I had a situation in the toilet and then wasn't on the radio show that day.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. So how did you get out of it in the end? Because no loo roll.
I can't say.
I think I know because maybe someone that is close to you texted me it. You don't mean to say it, no?
I don't like this situation that you text my girlfriend now and it's become a lot more noticeable. Like, there are times that I'm with her and I look on a phone and I see Scott Mills.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why this has become a thing. Like, I understand if you texted, say, arrange a surprise party for me or something like that.
But you don't
I don't understand why you're now socially texting her.
Not a fan of it, are you?
I don't think I like it, no. And it's weird, because I was just around your side of the desk there, where all the controls are, and there it goes again, pop up a phone, my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does make me worried.
Yeah, we're in quite a lot of contact these days, yeah.
There's nothing I should be concerned about.
Nothing at all.
Because that
far from it.
You know.
No,
it
doesn't.
Hear of that happening.
You do hear of it happening, but probably not with me.
No.
You'll be all right. But the showerhead, really.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Desperate times. It's Radio 1's Track of the Day. Now, I feel that we need to make an apology to this man because he's had a terrible time with Radio 1 staff of late. His name's David Rhodes. He goes under the name Rhodes. He records as just Rhodes. But there's been a series of blunders featuring this artist and various people who work at Radio 1. For instance, Greg James called him Johnny Rhodes at the end of a gig on one day last year. Johnny Rhodes, everybody, not his name. And, and also, this poor man turned up just a couple of weeks ago to a Radio 1 staff house party, which he was invited to, but he came a bit too late. And you know that stage of the party where if there's a newcomer, it's really weird and a bit awkward? So we can only apologise for the wines that people were drinking that night. Johnny, I mean David.
I was adamant his name was Ben Rhodes.
He's toured with Ben Howard, which maybe that's where you're getting confused. Anyway, here is Rhodes. Sorry, David. And the track is Turning Back Around.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just let everyone in on what just happened here in the studio? So our boss just came in. Come say hello. You know, very nice and all. And I don't think you should be allowed to do this, but are you where you stroked him?
I just stroked his waistcoat.
Oh, that looks lovely.
I was like, oh, this is nice. He's wearing a bit of tweed today, and I just thought I'd...
Don't
show
stroke your boss.
Show my appreciation.
It's really weird.
I've known him years.
You can't stroke before, him, though.
Since before he was my boss.
Is that the power you have?
No, it was just like a little, oh, I like this.
Who strokes their boss?
And he said, you can stroke me anytime.
I know.
I think it's absolutely fine.
Wouldn't work for me.
It's probably not normal, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know if you would have done this yesterday on Mother's Day.
I did do Mother's Day, yeah.
Yeah. So did I. I got away with it.
Took Sandra out for a lovely meal, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're really good like that. You'll plan way in advance.
Yeah, it was planned for ages, because unlike you, I realise that you can't just ring up a restaurant on Mother's Day and go, hi, can I come in? Because there won't be any space.
No, and I tried a few.
Yeah.
But one thing I did notice is on social media, everyone was putting up pictures of their mum. Which was a lovely thing to do, but I've never noticed it as much as this year.
Actually, I noticed this a lot as well. More than ever, people were putting pictures of them and their mum often.
Yes.
And a lot of famouses were doing it.
Yes, especially, you know, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
And I particularly... Well, what I started doing was looking at famous pop stars, female pop stars. And I thought, when you look at their mum, it gives you a glimpse into the future.
It really does.
And I found this fascinating.
So let's say if you were going to marry Pixie Lott, it gives you like a bit of an idea of, let's say, if you're still married to Pixie Lott in 20, 30 years,
yes,
what to expect.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And then when I found this little game, I really noticed it and started playing it quite a lot. So then I noticed Ella Eyre had put a picture up with her mum.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Because you can see the family comparison.
Yeah.
But they do say, you know, look to the mum.
Yeah.
And well, they do, don't they?
That old phrase, look to the mum and everything's fine.
I saw foxes had done the same.
Oh, yeah, any good?
But it's just, it's something to keep an eye out. Well,
I wanted to do one with me and Sandra, but she didn't fancy having a picture taken, like, because she was having a pork chop at the time, and she was like, oh, no, I don't want that.
No, and it doesn't really work with guys either, because obviously guys aren't going to look, it doesn't give much of an indication.
No, but for the same reason, I'm quite looking forward to Father's Day.
Yeah, well, it's a game that you can play.
For instance, like, what is Zac Efron's dad like? I'm imagining quite hot.
It is a fascinating insight, especially when pop stars, you know, no doubt they've got decent gym membership, you know, all the perks that come with being a pop star.
They've got everything they need to be the best.
But if you were to get married, what would be the situation in 30 years? And look
to
the mum.
It's good to see. I mean, I've had a long-standing relationship with Bev Lott,
yes.
Pixie's mum. And she is a fine woman, isn't she?
She's great. I remember I called her to try persuade her to vote for you instead of Pixie Lott.
On Strictly.
On Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes. Kimberly Walsh.
Did she do the same?
She's there she is with her mum.
I would have loved to have
That's
seen
it in 30 years, see?
I would have loved to see you put a picture up of you and Sandra, though.
Yeah, no, she wasn't keen. I'm also quite good friends with Frankie from The Saturdays' mum.
Are you?
Once again, it's all good. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Can I just say, Chris?
Yes.
As an artist who respects creative integrity and intellectual property, I'm disgusted at how much you've copied me.
Why?
What? From the hair to the clothes.
Really? You're going down this route.
Do you not
you?
Have any value for respect or originality? Natalia, what's her name? Natalia Kill.
Is she a Bond villain? Am I the only one who doesn't?
I've never heard of her. Well, I've looked her up. She had one album which went to number 129, and the second one didn't chart.
So why is she?
But she's from Bradford. Why is she an X Factor judge in New Zealand? Daniel Bedingfield was one of those.
Was he? And he's not on it anymore.
No,
on the New Zealand one.
No, so they had to get Willie Moon, who we did play like once or twice on Radio 1. I seem to remember Zane Lowe being a big fan, probably because New Zealand.
I mean, I heard this on Newsbit. I mean, and then looked up the video. He seems to be wearing a lovely suit.
Yeah, but basically, the guy that she's slagging off, all he's done is gelled his hair and wore a suit like her husband.
God knows what she'd say to me.
I'm disgusted at how much you've worn a suit like my husband. Hey, I tell you what, though, there's a couple of jobs going over there.
Do you think guy to be involved in this?
I think you're arguably more famous than Natalia Kills
in New Zealand.
Thanks to Mila Kunis. Just something to think about.
Oh, I'd love to throw my hat into the ring for that one. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yes, good, thank you, yep.
How can I help you? I know you sent me an email.
Yes, I'm a bit confused, really. I've had increasing experiences of men calling me mate and just want to know what's going on with that. Are we doing that now? Is it a thing?
So a lot of men in your life at the moment are calling you mate.
And who aren't my actual mates? Because I don't have a problem with actual friends calling me mates, that's fine. But, yeah, kind of taxi drivers, a few work colleagues are joining in. And, yeah, it makes me feel a bit cringe, really.
I don't think I ever call a girl mate.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
Did you say it's happening increasingly as well?
Yes, well, it's odd because I'm not mates. Like, just taxi driver started it, must have said it about 20 times in about a 2 mile journey. And then it was on my radar. And then I was like, well, who else is calling me mate? So then over the last few weeks, a couple of men at work. Thanks, mate. Yeah, I'll do that, mate.
So since the taxi driver called you mate, you've been noticing a lot more from other people that they're also saying it.
Yes, yeah.
Can I just check what you are happy with? Let me call you a few things. Love.
In certain boundaries.
Right, see, sometimes. I say love a lot to girls and boys.
I think sometimes it can be a bit patronising.
How are you with babe?
That's kind of bordering on personal space, I suppose.
How are you with babes? That's different, with an S on the end.
babes. Yeah, that's a bit more.
That's that's for me. That's entirely different to babe. Babes. Ugh. No, that's different boundaries.
What about chief?
That would be in the club with mate, really, I think, for a woman to call a woman chief.
What about thanks, fella? Cheers, big man.
I've got a theory on this. So I think whenever you say to a girl who's a friend, you start calling her mate, it's because you want to show that you definitely don't fancy her.
Yeah, it could be.
Do you know who calls you mate a lot?
Who?
Fern Cotton.
She does, yeah.
All right, mate.
Yeah, she really does. She'll say it loads of times as well.
Yeah, and that takes away any hint from her that she may be attracted to you at all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you will reply with mate as well. And then if you say mate, then you're allowed to put a couple of kisses on the end of the text because it is just completely friendly at that point.
With me and Firm were discussing James Bay the other day and how much she fancies him. And I said, don't you think he looks a bit like Chris Stark in a hat? And she was like, well, yeah, but like, I don't fancy Chris at all.
No.
But I'm just saying that's why she calls you mate.
No, I mean, I'm sure she respects how I look, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like she's not saying, ugh. She's just like saying it's not for me.
No.
Which is fine.
No, she's not even saying that. She's fine. Well, I suppose it's more that way, actually. But it's perfectly fine calling someone mate, but it firmly establishes you that you're in a friend zone.
Maybe instigated by the woman, that's okay, because Fern said it to you and you called it back, and then that's okay now.
I mean, I hate to say it, is there anyone that you quite fancy that is calling you mate a lot?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's fine then.
But, and it's kind of like older generation as well, whether they've just heard the new thing.
I think this is the rule that we're all realising here, is that if someone calls you mate, they just definitely don't fancy you.
Yeah, 100% not at all.
Okay.
You're happy with that, because the people that you are being called mate by, you're not attracted to at all.
No, but I suppose if that's the thing, if that's why they're doing it, then I suppose I can't argue with that, really.
There's a member of the show team who's working on this show today who keeps being called bro repeatedly by a girl in the office, just so that he 100% knows that she's not interested.
Yes. Just to clear up any grey area that
cheers, bro.
It firmly establishes lines, doesn't it?
Yeah,
here's the line.
Maybe.
Don't cross it. Right, good to speak to you.
Thank you very much, both. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
See you, mate.
Love you, bye.
See you, mate.
Bye, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's light it up until our hearts catch fire. Then show the world a burning light that never shines so bright.
Quite a lot of Borderline Farm today. That's David Guetta and Lovers on the Sun on BBC Radio 1.
That was a weird one, wasn't it? In the David Guetta
It's not going to go down as one of his best.
It was a weird moment.
Yeah.
Was it around the time that there was something with Kathy going on?
I think it was a weird time. Yeah, I think, I mean, him and Kathy, it wasn't good at that point, and then I think we can excuse him for it.
Speculation, that is, of course.
James Bay, it's you in a hat, coming up next with Hold Back the River on Radio 1. Talking about boys who call girls mate. Now, Lisa on Twitter thinks that mate might be a double bluff to hide a secret crush. Maybe. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Scott.
What are you saying?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Does your boyfriend call you mate?
He does, yeah. He calls me mate, and he sometimes calls me pal.
I'm not a fan of pal, apart from when I'm in Scotland.
What?
Because this is one of the main reasons that I love Scotland, by the way. Because within seconds of being in Glasgow, somebody will call you pal. And that's what I love.
Oh, I've never been to Scotland, and I don't live in Scotland.
Try it. You'll be called pal every second of the day.
You see, my theory is if someone calls you mate, then they don't fancy you. So obviously, does this make you feel awkward, Georgia?
It's a bit of a problem, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this. It's like, well, does my husband or boyfriend not actually fancy me? Because he calls me mate all the time. So I feel that we've caused a bit of trouble here.
Yeah.
It is a bit awkward, and we've been together for 4 years, so now I'm starting to think.
No, don't blame us for this.
You can be the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Also,
we're not saying it's the same for everybody.
Does it annoy you when he says it?
A little bit. I do say to him, can't you call me something else?
What do you call him?
I call him Babe.
Well, so you give out Babe and you get Pal.
Hello,
back.
Babe. You're right, Pal.
Yes.
Oh, you're not getting a good deal.
I know.
But as we said, you might be the exception to the rule. We don't like breaking up relationships.
I hope so. I hope I'm the exception.
I'm walking away from this, Georgia.
Oh.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1, and that was DJ Fresh and Rita Ora, Hot Right Now. That was a tune, wasn't it?
Yes, love
so
that.
So good. Nice waving your hands up in the air there. Really
yeah,
good.
Had
nice.
To be done.
Yeah, real nice. Felt like I was at a gig with you. Felt like I was at some student union at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I used to love doing with you, when you used to bring me along to your DJ sets. You don't do that so much anymore.
No.
But I used to love just standing behind, like, proper raving.
I know. There's some old Radio 1 videos which we found the other day from 5 years ago when I was doing something for Comic Relief. And you were, you were just my friend then. And you're just behind me holding my coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you just hold my coat, thanks?
Yeah.
Oh, how things have changed.
No, they haven't. No. I still hold your coat.
I don't want you to hold my coat.
Did you hear Grimmy this morning talking about Tommy K?
Yes.
Right?
I can't believe it trended number two worldwide on Twitter. Basically, the story was, if you missed it, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning, you know tomato ketchup. A lot of people know it as Tommy K. Not in Grimmy's world. Because when I used to live in Manchester, he would call it Red Sauce. Because I remember being so confused in Manchester once. Like, do you want red sauce? I was like, what is this magical northern sauce? It's just Tommy K.
It's Tommy K. And that all kicked off, trended number two worldwide. It was huge. I mean, how long is that?
Oh.
And then, anyway, so I've just tweeted Grimmy this, but I've found this other Tommy K. And it's basically a video that's really doing the rounds at the moment. It's had hundreds of thousands of views already. It's getting loads and loads. And it's a Swedish interpreter called Tommy K.
Oh, wow. Right? What, so there's an actual man called Tommy K?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And what you'll love about this is basically Magnus Carlsen, who's your favourite. I can't believe he's getting two mentions in this show already.
Yeah, he did Wrap Myself in Paper.
Oh, yeah. And yes, he did Wrap Myself in Paper, your favourite Christmas song.
Yeah.
And so he's performing for Eurovision, or trying to perform for Eurovision.
Yes, and yes, I know about this.
Yeah. Now, this guy is doing the interpretations for it. So you know the sign language.
Oh, right. So as Magnus performs on trying to be in Eurovision, he performs a song.
Yeah.
And Tommy K is doing all the sign language.
Exactly, yeah, to go along with it. So, you know, normally it's in the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
But this guy totally steals the show. It's incredible.
So this is a song he's signing along to.
Yes.
And his name's Tommy K. What do we look up if you want to see this masterpiece?
You just want to look up Swedish sign language for now. It'll be the most popular video of the moment. It's ridiculously good. This guy just proper has it.
What's he doing? He's just going for it.
He's just throwing mad shapes and he's just dominating the screen. You'll love it.
Go on, Tommy K. The Scott Mills Daily. This is The Prodigy on Radio 1 and Wild Frontier. Which I don't know why reminds me of Danny Howard off of Dance Anthems on Radio 1 trying to explain dance music on Radio 4. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah, this was so good.
And you've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
And then what happens, Danny? The lasers.
He hates that. He proper hates that.
What happens next, Danny? Is it the lasers? And then there's the drop. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, mate. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1 playing Jeremiah. Don't tell him. Unacceptable for blokes to call girls mate, we found out earlier. Also means that they really don't fancy you and they really want to get that across to you. If they're calling you a mate and you're a girl, it ain't going to happen. Findings from today's show so far.
Mm.
Tomorrow, Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, it's a good one.
The deal with this week's Innuendo Bingo was Chris was tasked with booking Tuesday's guest and I have had to book Thursday's. So who have you got tomorrow, please,
right,
for Innuendo Bingo?
Tomorrow, Innuendo Bingo, be there. It's a good one. Jimmy Bullard. Right?
He was in the jungle.
Yes, he was in the jungle, but he's an ex-footballer, just kind of all-round legend, funny guy.
He seems funny. He was funny on TV. Wasn't he what knocked out on the first week? The first one to go on I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah, I think he was, actually. But weirdly, he kind of got in touch with us and said he was very, very interested in Innuendo Bingo. Said he really wanted to come on the show. So I thought, this is perfect.
Okay.
Jimmy Bullard, Innuendo Bingo. It clearly doesn't mean much to you.
Where did he used to play?
He used to play in Hull. He played for several different clubs. He recently had a BBC wardrobe malfunction. I'll explain it all for you later on. Okay. Jimmy Bullard tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So much love for Jimmy Bullard on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. All the texts and tweets are coming in. Chris on the M1 driving home. Scott, you just don't understand. Bullard will be class tomorrow. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. He seems like a laugh. Florence the Machine, what kind of man? Right, so I've had this email from a guy called Rob, one of our listeners, and we're about to find out a bit more about it. And I think, if all goes well, I get to play a small bit of my favourite Christmas song by Magnus Carlsen, yes. Lester Eccles.
Hello, Scott, it's Rob. There's something bothering me, Scott.
Yes?
You know the Rihanna, Kanye West and Macca song, 4 or 5 seconds?
I'm aware of it, yes.
Yeah. You know, obviously it's 4 or 5 seconds to Wild In.
What?
Rihanna also...
I actually don't know what that lyric is. I always sing along and I don't actually know what I'm singing.
Yeah, I thought it was Wilding, but it's Wilding.
As in Rav Wilding?
Wilding. No, Wilding. As in going wild, I think. But she also says, we've got 3 more days till Friday.
Yes.
Now, I'm confused. What day is it then if it's 3 more days till Friday?
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? Because it could be Monday.
Hang on.
3 more 5 seconds from Wilding. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me. Ooh, that's all I want.
Well, this is really too much for my brain to handle on a Monday.
See, it could be a Monday. Because then you've got 3 more days, so you've got Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, then it's Friday.
But she's trying to get home by Monday.
Yeah, or it could be a Tuesday, meaning you count Tuesday as a day. So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then it's Friday. It could be a Wednesday, counting Wednesday and Thursday and Friday morning, and then it's Friday night, when you could go wild.
You could be wilding.
Yeah.
Rav wild.
But... you see, the day's not the Friday. The day's 3 days till Friday.
Oh, wow. Do you have a lot of free time?
Well, where I live, Scott, not a lot of wilding goes on a Tuesday.
It's fair.
It might be five-a-side football and a pub quiz, but that's basically it.
Where do you live, please?
Barrow-on-Soar. Near Loughborough.
All right, but you're one of those people that listens to song lyrics and, like, really listens to them. Because I just sing along with the song. I like the song. But now you've got me thinking, she's a couple of seconds from a wild one. She's 3 days from Friday and she's trying to get home by Monday.
Yeah.
It's hard to link the
Monday.
Dots.
It could be a Monday till a Monday. That's quite a session.
Do you care?
So are you going for... What day are you going for 3 days till Friday?
I'll tell you what, it's Monday today, and Scott, you're spot on. It's too much for the head, I think.
I've got a little bit of a headache.
Perhaps call again on Wednesday, and we can discuss.
Yeah. And then maybe that would be 3 days till Friday.
What, so we go for this question again on air on Radio 1 on Wednesday?
Yes, when we're slightly more with it.
Oh, good. We've not had as much stress with a song since Magnus Carlsen's Wrap Myself in Paper. That got us very confused.
Well, it's Christmas in a week and a day.
Yes.
And I just can't figure out what to give away. I might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby.
Oh, it's good to hear this in March, isn't it?
I completely disagree. What's going on?
So that's Christmas in a week and a day. You have to play that. I mean, it gets us confused every year.
Now I'm confused. So is it a Monday, a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
Yeah, well, these are the questions that matter.
Does it genuinely bother you, this?
Genuinely.
All right, well, I will come up with a definitive answer on this.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, that's good. That's brilliant.
All right, well, good to speak to you.
Love you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1. The Rihanna 4-5 seconds debate is happening on Radio 1 Twitter and text. I think it all depends if Rihanna's actually at the club with Drake on the Tuesday, obviously.
The club going up on the Tuesday.
It's really making my head fizz.
She needs to be home by Monday morning. Is that right?
In bed with Craig David by Wednesday. Other stuff happening today. I really want to see Justin Bieber's roast. Have you heard about this?
No.
Where can I watch this? It is when they get a famous in front of a big audience and loads of really famous comedians absolutely annihilate them and humiliate them.
Yes, I did hear Chris Smith mention this earlier, actually.
I really want to see it. Will Ferrell just goes in, apparently, on Justin Bieber. But I don't know anywhere you can watch it here. Maybe there's bits of it on YouTube. But I don't know whether there's any plans to show it on TV. I would love if there was. If anyone knows, let me know.
Yeah, I think... Is this going out on Comedy Central at some point? So it's
is
not,
it?
It's not out at the moment, but it's out at the end of the month.
I just want to get a glass of wine in and just enjoy that. Do you know what I mean? In front of the TV.
I do. But is this just an American thing? Does this happen in Britain at all? Because is this something that we can do with you?
Do you know what? No. They actually
well,
did.
Well, yes, this seems like
No. But they did actually do a couple of them in this country. A few years ago, I remember, they did a UK version of. They weren't as good, though. I think they did... Did they do a David Hasselhoff one and maybe a Sharon Osbourne one?
They must have tried it, but I guess the concept is you get all these people and they can offend you, but you're not allowed to be offended for 1 hour.
You've just got to sit there and take it. Yeah.
You see, I'd love to see you in this situation.
It's a great idea, and there's so much to go on with me.
Well, yes, and are you allowed to bring in, say, ex-lovers and things
like
that?
No.
Or is it just jokes?
Professional.
Right.
Professional, but you can make pretty bad jokes about them.
Okay.
I've seen some brilliant ones. There's so many good clips. If you look up roast on YouTube, and actually don't look that up.
I've just been shown that some
roast.
Of the British ones that have happened. Barbara Windsor.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Had a roast. Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, I knew.
Bruce Forsyth.
Did they do these?
We need to maybe revisit some of these.
The American ones are best, though.
Davina McCall had one as well.
Also, Meredith. You know who that is?
Meredith.
Taylor Swift's cat, obviously.
Oh, sorry.
Has scratched her leg. And now Taylor Swift is saying that her cat owes her $40 million. Because let's not forget, did you miss this on Friday? Taylor Swift's legs are insured for $40 million. She's got a massive scratch on her leg, so $40 million from the cat, please.
Whoa. Also, it does make me then think, and I would love to test this out, how much we can insure you and your various different body parts.
My voice.
Well, yes. Why her legs? You know, it's not the most important bit. Why isn't her voice insured?
What do you think I need insuring?
This is what we could maybe investigate.
Okay. Oh, yes. Justin Bieber roast is on Comedy Central soon. Michael in Birmingham's been on to say that. And also a big yes to Kanye West. It's happening. He's going to be in Zoolander 2.
Yes.
Will Ferrell suggested him for the part. Kim is going to get a small role probably as well because Kanye has to come with Kim. That's part of the deal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ed Sheeran and Rudimental with Bloodstream. Ed is on Greg's show today. Ed Sheeran's star caller for you at 5:10. And that was Adele who... I did who? And I now apologise. That was a moment of madness. The Who Goats were played. Oh! But it's only because she's been away for so long.
It's harsh. Were you hooing with love?
I'm hooing with love because I actually really miss you, Adele. Just please come back.
You only hoo those that you really love, don't
you,
I guess?
Yeah, true. That's what the saying goes. You only hoo those that you really love.
I think you're getting a bit cheeky, though. You hooed Zane Lowe last week.
No,
that was that
I
felt
know.
Too soon.
Too soon. But Adele, just come back because I don't want you to be a...
This is...
BBC.
Radio 1.
Mills here playing Catfish and the Bottlemen next. I'm still getting emails from people who didn't realise Will.i.am was William after Friday's show.
It's ridiculous. How can people not know this yet?
Also, people not realising that Flo Rida is Florida, if you spell it out.
That did take me a while, to be fair.
And also, quite a few people not realising still, sorry to break it to you if you are one of those people, not realising that Keith Lemon is a character and not an actual person. you missed this. We were doing things that you really found out late in life. Like, you didn't realise that you could sit at the other end of the bath until you were 24.
No, I did 24 years at the tap end of the bath.
Yeah, you
know, it's much more comfortable the other way around.
All of this is on our podcast if you missed Friday's show, like Chris did. Things that you just didn't realise and you found out too late. Reese, who didn't realise that bees and wasps were different.
No way.
Yeah, he thought wasps and bees were the same thing.
Or just like baby bees or something.
Yeah. Lucy's mum had to explain the difference between P. Diddy and Puff Daddy. Except there was no difference. They're the same person. Lottie, who thought there was a part of a bear called its necessities. And that's why there was a song called Bear Necessities. She thought it was something you look for on a bear. Also, someone who genuinely thought a handbag was called a ham bag, as in made of ham. And someone who also thought that a dual carriageway was called a George carriageway and was named after a bloke called George.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, there's so many people that didn't know stuff. A man that thought a hamburger was actually called a handburger because you eat it with your hands.
There was someone who got very confused between pay-per-view and they thought it actually was pay-per-view until very recently.
Oh. So many people pleased that we finally explained what 24 years at the tap end meant.
I know, I can't believe how many people didn't really kind of clock with that story.
Yeah, he was sat at the wrong end of the bath for 24 years until he realised.
God,
we have said it before, but some people must have just missed it.
You do have to wonder what they thought the tap end meant then.
Well, one of our bosses thought it was because you'd spent 24 years on the beers, which is not true. Because you weren't having beers when you were one.
No, I wasn't.
Were you?
No.
No, no. Right, I'm going to do something now that I wouldn't normally do, but it's for the good of BBC iPlayer, which I fully support.
Okay.
You ready?
What are you doing, falling on your sword or something?
No, I'm not falling on any sword. I'm just going to talk about Slipknot.
Okay.
I wouldn't normally do this.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, available now on Radio 1's channel on BBC iPlayer. I need to butch this up a bit. It's Slipknot, Hellbound. It's Daniel P. Carter heading behind the scenes of Slipknot's recent UK tour. Slipknot are all in masks. Those are the ones, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to sound a little bit more gruff when you do this, you know? Do the bass face.
The masked men first ascended on the UK in 1999. 16 years and 5 album releases later, they're now a multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning band, renowned for their chaotic live shows. In Slipknot Hellbound, Daniel P. Carter gains exclusive access to the band backstage at the final show of their first UK tour in 6 years, catching up with band members Corey, Sean and Jim. Slipknot Hellbound, available now on Radio 1's channel on BBC iPlayer. Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, wow. So, I hope Ollie Mers isn't listening right now, because he probably would have just spat out his tea. That is Meghan Trainor and Dear Future Husband on Radio 1. Why is she doing karaoke to Ollie Mers? Says someone.
It is like she's singing the song, the words of a different song to Ollie Mers' Dance With Me Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be a Pharrell situation, is it? I don't think so. I think that sound's been done before.
Marvin Gaye's been on.
And that was anyway, Meghan Trainor and Dear Future Husband. She's got an album coming out later in the year. Bit of pop for you.
It's good.
But
it was good the first time, and Ollie did it.
But they don't have Ollie Mers in America. He's not been invented yet.
Oh, that's how they get away with it.
No, he is. He is.
A little bit.
I quite like the idea of artists just taking other songs and just singing their own words over the top. Like, let's make this a thing. Let's do this more often.
Yeah, because we could have massive hits in, like, Poland with Sam Smith songs, but just, like, sing different lyrics. Keep me in the monies. Greg's here from Real or No Real.
I think Sam Smith is quite big in Poland. I think he's quite big all over the place.
Okay, so we wouldn't get away with it.
Pick someone else.
Okay. Next, on Real or No Real.
On her DJ rider, Annie Mack asks gig venues to provide her with a pig.
You made it sound like we were kind of deep into Real or No Real by that point.
Next!
Okay, Annie Mack. Real or No Real mode. Right, Annie Mack, pig, rider.
On her rider.
Now, that would mean that she's requested the pig, rather than the pig just being there and her claiming the pig.
But Annie Mack does a lot of gigs, and I don't think she needs that many pigs. Pig.
No, I see what you're saying. So if it's a standard rider, she'll be getting a pig per venue.
Pig per gig.
Yeah. It's a pig per gig.
This one, I don't get monies anymore. It's a pig per gig rate.
I'm paid by pig.
I've got a whole litter at home.
It's a piggy bank.
So... So Annie Mack, when she turns up at, let's say, a banging club night in Manchester, she's like, where is my pig? Bring it to me immediately. Before she even goes into the DJ booth.
You see, this is good, because do you remember that time I rang? Do you remember we were both DJing on the same night, Mills?
Yes.
And I rang ahead and claimed to be your agent and said, Mills will require certain things on the rider. Do you remember we wanted people to stand in the corner but not look at you, washed and shaved, and the...
Turned up and they did it all.
Yeah, and we requested some pigs, but they could only provide the toy pigs. They did well. They did actually try and do it. They did very well.
What toy pigs? How big were the toy pigs?
They were just little toy ones.
were they motorised? Did they move?
They had everything else. They had the Vaseline. Yeah. They had the fruit that we asked for.
People turned up, washed and shaved.
Yep, the boxes of wine.
Brilliant.
Did you get cardboard boxes of wine?
Yeah, they did well. But
that's too close to reality.
Yes.
That one. That's why. So they would have got... you know, vats of wine and gone, oh, he wants them in a box.
Annie Mack has pigs on her rider, real or no real?
I'm going to say real, why not?
It's real. The only thing that can make this better is if they were pigs in blankets, which would just be awesome, wouldn't it? It's real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Wow. Annie posted an InstaVid on Friday of her holding a micro pig, which had been provided backstage at her gig in Portsmouth. She was very grateful to Lee for sorting it out, even though she'd only asked as a joke and did take very good care of the pig.
The weird coincidence with this is my friend Luke put on that night, my friend Luke Betts, so he provided the pigs. So I'm kind of intrigued to know how he got hold of the pigs and that all is fine on that front. I'm sure it is. And what happened with the pigs afterwards?
Yeah, where are they now?
To know.
Pigs! Did you know the answer to that, but real, no real? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Right, I'm scratching that off.
You can't scratch a real, no real off because I knew the answer.
Yeah, but you didn't declare it.
That's the point of the game.
No, you should have declared. You should have declared that. You're on zero.
Shout out to the AGM of Young Farmers who provided everything we needed this time last year.
Legends.
And next.
Charlotte Crosby tweeted a train company this weekend asking if her toilet treat bag had been handed into lost property.
What is that?
I don't know. So is that she's gone into the toilet? She's bought a bag for a wash and stuff like that because she's on tour or something.
Did she confuse toilet treat bag with toiletry bag and just spelt it wrong or just did a bit of a typo?
Toilet treat.
I don't know. Charlotte Crosby there from Geordie Shore, of course.
Right, Charlotte Crosby. I don't know. Well, I mean, she's quite up on her fitness these days, and she's quite up on her sort of. She's changed her image a bit. She's got grooming, and she's really into the sort of healthy stuff.
I like the idea that she's gone into the toilet there to have a sort of little wash. You know, she's on tour. She's too busy. You know, she's going from venue to venue. She needs time to have a little wash, so she's gone there. She's had a sink wash. You know those...
A sink wash, like a gentleman's wash.
But you know...
Yeah. I'm just going to pop for a gentleman's wash.
You know those toilet doors on the trains where you it closes and then you're never 100% sure that it is actually closed
because
they sort of... they take quite a while to close. Do you know the ones I mean, Scott?
Yes.
It's like something off Star Trek or something. They sort of... The doors close really,
really slow.
Well, they have no... The problem is with those is they have no... physical lock that you can go click locked. There's no you're trusting a red light around a button,
and you don't know whether it should be flashing or if it should just be a static light. So then what happens? Someone outside needs the toilet. They press open, and you are slowly revealed. And there's no, you know, there's no going back.
It's quite dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
But all happens in slow-mo. Charlotte Crosby tweeted a train company asking if her toilet treat bag had been handed into lost property. Greg, real or no real?
Toilet treats. I mean, this could be anything. It could be chocolate biscuits or something.
Strange one to make up, isn't it?
Strange one. I'm going to say no real, though.
Oh, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yes!
So, we did make it up, but it was actually based on a tweet from our listener Mike, who only just found out at the age of 25 that toiletry bags are not called toilet treat bags. Bless you, Mike.
Right.
Toilet what bags?
Toilet treat bags.
I don't know what either of those are.
Toiletry bags. Put your
toiletries
toilet
tree.
In.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh.
Toiletries. Oh, I see.
And next.
Sam Smith is such a perfectionist that he insists on doing his own backing vocals. The choir on his current single was actually his own voice, sung and layered 20 times.
Good. This is like Gary Barlow of Take That.
Does
it?
He do that?
Yeah, sometimes in the old Take That songs, you can hear it's just him doing the backing vocals and all the harmonies and
I
stuff.
I want to do everything.
It was, I can't remember which one it was. Maybe, I think it was Back for Good. And every harmony and everything just sounds like him again and again and again.
And on some songs, you can definitely hear that the choir is not the artist, can't you?
Yeah.
You can.
Yes, definitely.
Some songs that we might play sometimes.
Do you want to hear?
No.
Clearly got a song in mind.
No, well. But does Sam Smith do his own backing vocals?
Definitely.
All of them.
But when your voice is that good,
You
might as well. Because who are you going to get that's much better anyway, who's not really expensive?
So it's 20 Sam Smiths all singing at once, all layered up.
But it must take ages. So he's got to do the high bit, then the low bit, and he's got to keep singing it every time, just ever so slightly
in harmony,
higher.
It's only 3-minute songs, though, isn't it? Easy being a pop star.
Easy.
If you're good at singing, it's easy being a pop star.
It's true. If you are good at singing, it is easy.
Easy.
Easy life.
It's a piece of cake.
Real or no real?
Real.
Definitely
real.
That one is real.
Yes,
he confirmed in an interview last week that in Lay Me Down, it's just him 20 times over. Brilliant. And finally, on today's Real or No Real, what about this fact?
Scientists have found that after shaking hands with someone, people will tend to sniff their fingers, but not realise they've done it.
What?
Now, do I do this?
I don't know. I think I might do.
What, so you shake hands and then you go for a little sniff, a slight sniff of the fingers?
No, surely not. Why would you do that?
But you might not realise.
There's lots of things that you catch yourself doing throughout the day. You think, oh my God, did anyone see that?
Like? Go on.
Just a little pick of the nose.
Yeah.
Pick. Uh-huh. Little scratch. Little scratch down below.
Yeah.
Rearrangement of the undercarriage.
I was spotted digging in during an Indian bingo last week, forgetting that the cameras were on. Yeah. Got caught up on that.
That just shows how relaxed you are in your job.
Doesn't it?
Natural.
It's a
natural talent.
So, do people sniff their fingers but not realise they've done it after shaking hands with someone?
I don't think so.
I just go straight for the antibacterial hand wash. I don't know about you.
He does. He carries around a small small thing, you know, because Scott has to meet a lot of people in the day.
Yeah.
And obviously, you don't want to catch any, like, spread bacteria.
You could easily spread bacteria.
There's a very well-known, I can't say who it is. I really can't, so don't.
Yes.
There's a very, very well-known pop star.
Yes.
Who I found out what they call that, the gel.
Yes.
They call it pleb juice.
Wow, that's that's unnecessary.
It's
after they've done a meet and greet.
What? So after they've shaken hands with the general public,
that's scandalous.
Pass the pleb juice.
That is scandalous.
That's outrageous.
That is terrible.
Oh my word,
that is terrible.
That's kind of winded me a little bit.
When you're going to have a meet and greet with a famous pop star, just be careful.
Wow.
Well, at least the hand will be clean though.
People sniff their hands after shaking them, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I can't imagine. No real.
That one's real.
Oh, yes! What?
Watch out for this next time someone shakes your hand. Scientists did a big study and have found that you tend to sniff your fingers most after shaking hands, but then never remember they've done it. And the end of that round of real or no real.
Greg, you've smashed it again. 40 points to you, sir. 20 points for me.
10. You put that 10 back on.
Keeping my 10.
No, we scratched the 10 off.
You scratched the 10.
Because you cheated.
Lads, what's on today? Ed Sheeran.
Today, Ed Sheeran is doing a star caller at 10 past 5. It wasn't him, by the way. He does the meet and greets.
No.
10 past 5, Ed Sheeran on today's star caller.
I really want to know who that pop star is now. Are you ever going to tell us?
I don't think we should name names.
I really can't tell you.
Oh, please, no. Okay.
I get it.
The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow's show features Jimmy Bullard on Innuendo Bingo off of Football and the Jungle at 1:45. Come join us.
got Mills. BBC Radio.